my kidney. He stuck his head out before and looked like he was going to jump out on the kid. Exactly.
Okay, kids. We're going to play a traditional...
Yep, so Robin McKay, I'm from the Northern United Forestry Group and also an employee of North Central CMA who supported the forestry group in today.
And what was your name, sorry?
I'm Phil Dyson. And I'm also, as Robin, I'm a member of the Northern United Forestry Group and I also work for the North Central Catchment Management Authority.
You guys are used to dealing with wildlife and animals, but you've had a bunch of children on your hands today. What was all that about?
Well, we're promoting environmental literacy in children from four schools that we've had here today. So Dramarton Primary School, which is our local school, Camp Hill, California Gully and Big Hill Primary Schools. Basically trying to give the kids an understanding of what this site was like and what we've tried to do with it.
It's a pretty amazing facility here. How have the kids responded to it?
Oh, look, they were really positive. They, you know, it's a credit to them that they already know so much. But whilst they might have heard how a tree works and how photosynthesis happens, and to be able to see it and, I guess, experience it from the gear that we've got plugged into these trees, was it really captured their imagination, I think.
I had to ask. I saw a few trees that looked like they were connected to the internet or something. What's all that about?
Oh, what we're actually doing here is pretty smart technology. We've got electrodes plugged into these trees, and we watch the way water moves up them, how the sap moves up the tree through the day. So when the sun comes up in the morning and the light hits the leaves and the trees open up and start to use water, we actually measure the rate, the speed at which the water's going up the tree in the stem. So we watch it wake up in the morning, we watch it go to sleep again at night, and all the things that happened in between.
That's an amazing sort of concept. How did that come about?
It came about because we were surprised to see the plantation here lowering the water table, and it was really saline groundwater. And what we wanted to do was get a better handle on that by looking inside the tree and seeing what was happening. We knew that trees were using the water, but we had to prove to a whole lot of other people that that was happening. So we brought in some high-tech science and got the support of a whole lot of people that make the gear, and we got it happening here. So yeah, we've been doing that for 3 or 4 years now, and we watch what happens when clouds come through. The trees shut down on Black Saturday. We watched them shut down because it just got too hot. As I tell the kids, these are living, breathing organisms, and they don't react over periods of days or weeks. They react in minutes and seconds to the conditions that they're subjected to.
In terms of the facility here, what is it that you're trying to achieve?
Well, the Northern United Forestry Group is, I suppose, essentially a land care group. We're a volunteer organisation, and we're trying to, I suppose, bring the benefits and the learnings that we've developed on this site to other people, especially kids who are going to, you know, hopefully be the land managers of the future.
So, Kieran, what have you learnt today?
That when you put this thing down here, it reaches the salt water here, it whistles, and there's a meter under here, and that the salt water on this farm.
I like salt on my chips, so why shouldn't there be salt on this farm?
Because it can ruin the trees and crops, and things can't live on this world if there's too much salt.
Good work.
And I like salt on my chips too.
Now, Andy, this is all your land, but you've got a whole bunch of extra animals here today.
That's correct. We've got probably 200 or more children travelled from Bendigo to visit this project place here today.
In terms of the project, what was it that made you get involved?
It was through the Northern United Forestry Group. They were looking for a salinity place where they could show how you could change salinity ground into bring it back to viable production. And I was agreeable to let them do that along with the federal government with a grant, and that was back in 2004 when it all first started, and it's grown to this now.
What have been the lessons that you've learnt?
One of the main lessons was that you've got to prepare your land. Like anything, you've got to put the preparation in for a start. And when we planted all the trees, the watering in of them, and then we're lucky to have, you know, 40 mils of rain soon afterwards, and we've got probably a 95% strike rate, and it's, you know, very picturesque just down here, but it's also helped us reclaim a lot of this land that was, you know, just a waste. And to see all those children out here today, and, you know, it's something that they can learn on a project like this. It's not just all theory. It's, you know, this is, see practical things happening.